Welcome to Wolf Den's Dogs in the Den, your weekly insight into the fastest sport of four legs. I'm here with my partner in crime, JC, the pride of the den. You're the youngest, the most inexperienced, but you are showing us all how it's done week in, week out. Great to have you here, mate.
Thanks for having me, Rich. Very excited to get through a massive program ahead. We've got plenty of races to watch and preview upcoming.
Yeah, it's one of the best times of the year for greyhound racing, isn't it?
Correct.
You were saying that last Saturday night was a great night at Wentworth Park, but I reckon this Saturday night's even better.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty excited. Let's get straight into it. Let's look at our show rundown. So we're going to look at the launching pad final, work out what happened there. We followed along pretty closely. It was actually one of your Thursday set tips. Then we're going to go to the Golden Easter Egg Heat review. We've got eight heats that you're going to have to work your way through. A bit of a marathon, but you will be okay. Then we're going to preview the Golden Easter Egg semifinals. We've got the Association Cup joining the party, the 720-meter race. Some of the best dogs in Australia, some of the superstars are going to go around in that. So I'm excited about that. I love the staying races. Then we've got JC's Thursday set. Everyone will be keen to get that after your performance last week. We'll talk about that later.
Two winners there.
Yeah. And another unlucky situation, the Rennie Mature.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, so that's where it's all happening. Let's get into the show. And we're going to start with watching the launching pad final, number four, Cruising Debbie.
Yeah, big upset here. Cruising Debbie begun best, went straight to the front, led him 5.05. Box three here, Mapunga Award, unfortunately went a miss. He was just getting into a position there where, judging by the overall winning time, he probably would have won the race considering what he did in previous weeks. On High Alert goes into overdrive here down the back while Lakeview, Emily and Peaky Boo get the drop on the pair. Ultimately, Cruising Debbie proves too strong. She climbs back off the canvas to win. And I thought the dog to take out of this series was probably On High Alert here, running third. I just think he's a fifth grader. He's only had nine starts, and he can go around in much easier races at Sandown in coming weeks. So definitely pop him in your black book and potentially back him. Maybe he might be in tomorrow night at Sandown. So yeah, not a bad series. Cruising Debbie, not sure where she goes to now, and tradesman like.
Yeah, and are these, you know, this is it's trying to sort of unearth talented dogs and stuff. Do you think any of the dogs that are in the final can go on to a group one level?
I think On High Alert, with his speed, as just mentioned there, he probably just got a little bit tired there at the back end of the 500. He's only had three starts at the 500 now, but he has the right attributes to be a nice dog in future. So I think he's probably 3 months away from being the finished product.
All right, sweet. Let's move to Wentworth Park last Saturday night. We've got eight heats to get through. We're going to start with heat one, Zali Keeping from the red.
Yeah, both Furnace and Scalacci, boxes two and three, you'll see. They just wanted to get off the rails here, which allowed Zali Keeping to scoot through underneath them. She led him 5.49. Once she found the front, the trio chasing her were never going to run her down, as they don't really possess strong enough run homes to do so. I expect the two Victorians to take great improvement heading into the semi-final stages, just purely because it was their first official go under race conditions at Wentworth Park, and they sort of got lost in that first turn. So that's Scalacci in box three and Shimakara in box four.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll keep rolling. Let's go to heat two. McKenna, box eight. One of the better wins of the night.
Yeah, really, really fast time. We'll get into that shortly. Mortified here off box two. She stepped best, but unfortunately she broke down, which led to Tom Keeping in box five, crossing to the fence. And ultimately McKenna was able to get outside him, put him away here. She quickly put five lengths on this field. She actually recorded the second fastest time at Wentworth Park in the history of racing there.
Wow,
that's how fast it was. She was only about a length or just under two lengths off Shaky Jakey's 29.08 track record run. Her time of 17.60 down the back, I think that's what really caught me. I haven't seen a dog go much faster than that since She's a Pearl. Tommy Shelby comes to mind, Fernando Bale. She had a trial prior to the Million Dollar Chase last year when she was rolled in a heat at an odds-on quote. And she went about 29.40 or 50 from memory. But yeah, she's gone to another level here, and she's been purchased by a bloke name of George, I think. And yeah, for big money, and it's good to see people investing into the sport and getting nice results, and she'll definitely be favourite to win the whole series now.
Yeah, cool. Let's move to heat three. Tim Zoo got beat up badly on Sunday, our time.
Yes.
But he was victorious on Saturday night here.
Yeah, well, I guess both of the canine and the boxer, neither of them really took a backward step. Tim Zoo here, he was brilliant. I guess his inexperience at Wentworth Park probably did help him as he hung around that turn.
Mm-hmm.
Boxes five and seven were both scratched pre-race, which definitely helped him out. He had a lot of room to move there. Once he got on the arm, he was never going to get run down. The dog I wouldn't say take out of the race, but the box eight here, Black Tsunami, he was absolutely huge. He got run off really bad on the first turn. Cindy Keeping put him into the bloody fish markets, and he's run home in 11:42, which was really impressive. And the pair will go around in the semi-finals on Saturday night.
Yeah, okay, let's move to Heat 4, Quantifiable out of the eight box.
Boxes 1 and 2 here, Zipping Remus and Superstar Ethics, they seem to be playing with ants in the boxes. They completely missed the kick, which led to Quantifiable being able to cross here. And once she found the front, she was very hard to run down here. She's a very, very good bitch on her night, very consistent. And for me, it was just great to see for trainer Chris O'Brien. She is the litter sister of Mortified, probably the less superstar of the two, even though she's extremely consistent. And Mortified, unfortunately, went down, as we saw a couple of heats earlier. And she was able to fly the banner for him. And it's since in the wash-up that Mortified will be retired. She's been a brilliant bitch for him and connections there. And she'll head to the breeding bar now. But Quantifiable books her ticket in the semi-finals. And she's definitely got to inject a lot of speed into him.
All right, let's keep rolling. Heat 5, Zipping Megatron out of the black, the 7.
Yeah, he jumped okay for him, but Mapunga Shine here in box 4, he just really ran off the track there and caused a bit of a ripple effect across. He just chases so hard, this dog. He just knows where the line is. Yeah, he's just a brilliant chaser. He sucks in the deep breaths and gets underneath the likes of Swindled here, grabs the rails, parks in the back of Tall Commander and gets checked there, clips heels. He's about to come down the outside here and just roar home. Was the slowest winner in 29.99, but yeah, you can't really fault his application or his desire to win. He was absolutely brilliant, and that made it 8 wins from 10 starts. So he's just a winning machine.
Yeah, he's going good. All right, let's go to Heat 6, August Bob. Out of the 6.
Yeah, this was a really impressive win. He absolutely flew the lids. 5:37, was no match for rivals, streaking away to score in 29:35, which, once again, one of the faster times we've seen in recent memory. I guess his time was somewhat unexpected. He did go around, I think, $7 or $8 in the market, but considering he ran 34.20 at Dapto over the 600 about 6 weeks ago, I don't think you have to have too much of an imagination to think if this dog found the bunny at Wentworth Park, he'd be clocking these type of sections. He's very strong late here, and he pulled away. And yeah, he'll go around very short in one of his semi-finals and could potentially be the new dog on the rise in Sydney.
Cool. Heat 7, Irinka Daniel out of the 4.
Yeah, I want to focus on box 7 here, Nangar Larry. He actually began really well for him. He was really unlucky on his first turn. Marvel Zombie in box 2 and Fear the Dragon in box 5 just run him off there. And Irinka Daniel was the big beneficiary of this in box 4. He didn't begin brilliantly. He wanted to absolutely knock off Angel Shirley's head, and he found the rails, got the run, and streaked away. He probably didn't know himself when he found the arm because he's not a dog that's really found the front position too often. But, yeah, he was brilliant. Angel Shirley here gets a bit tired off the bunny, runs second, and Nangar Larry scoots into fourth and draws perfectly in the semi-finals.
Yeah, because friend of the show, Mitch Beer, and also Tom Papley, we want them to have a dog in the finals, so hopefully Nangar Larry can get through.
Sounds like Fizz has had a winner there. It's beautiful.
Sound like that. Yeah, they're up and about out there. Let's move to Heat 8, Smooth Plane out of the black again.
Yeah, box 4 here in question. My Hepburn absolutely flew the lids. Led him 5:35. Nangar Jin, the Country Cup King of New South Wales, flew the lids also. 5:40 out, box 8, spears across, gets the second, but the dog in focus, number 7, Smooth Plane, Victorian. This was a huge win. It's funny because he didn't run the same time as some of the dogs that we mentioned earlier, like a McKenna or August Bob, but I thought this win was just as good. He's just really showed great desire there down the back, and he's made Nangar Jim look second rate, and he's our best one-turn track dog. And yeah, he streaked away. It was a brilliant win, and as Matt Jackson said, it was breathtaking and very eye-catching.
Yeah, all right, let's move to the semi-finals, which are this week. But just before we do that, just quickly explain to everyone how you got into the semi-finals.
You had to run top 4 in your heats last week. So of those 8 heats, the top 4 in each of them moved on to the semi-finals here. And we've got 4 heats of 8 dogs with 2 reserves.
And how? So the top 2 dogs in each semi-final go through?
Correct.
And then it's the next 2 fastest, is it? They get the reserve boxes?
Yeah, the 2 fastest thirds.
Yep, cool. All right, so let's look at it's actually race 5 on the night, semi-final 1. What were you seeing there?
Yeah, a plethora of speed here expected from the likes of Amiga Travis, My Hepburn, Zali Keeping, and Nadal Shiva. As we just mentioned, and as we just saw there, Smooth Plane, he really caught my eye last week. He really stuck it to New South Wales' best one-turn dog in Nangar Gym down the back and was really strong through the line, winning in 29.57. Run home in 11.67, which is quite good too. Box four does look tricky on paper. However, Overflow Bow to his inside can dart left straight after box rise. And Zali Keeping, we saw her in her heat. You probably don't get, a great look of it on the side on because Furnace and Scalacci did run off themselves, but she does like to use the track a lane or two. So I think he's just going to get enough room early. Mm-hmm. And as we saw there, if he gets close enough, this dog's winning desire is absolutely peaking right now. And I think he's going to be very hard to hold out.
Let's move to semi-final two.
Nangar Gym, Tim Zhu, Tom Keeping and All Natural have speed here. All Natural's winning streak of five came to an end last week when he was beaten by Quantifiable. He was having his first go at Wenny Park and failed to show his customary great box manners. He did well to navigate the first corner and qualify for the finals. This is a three-week series and I feel like master trainer Mick Sammet will have the dog ready to peak, especially on semi-final night and coming into the finals. He's unbeaten in two starts from box six and most importantly, he doesn't have a lot of speed drawn around him. Irinka Daniel in box five will want to rail hard while Red Hot Frankie and One Hot Bandit probably don't possess the box speed or the first section to worry him early. And I think he can get into a nice position on the first corner and prove too hard to hold out.
Unreal. Semi-final three.
Nangar Larry, Quantifiable and August Bob all have speed here. I think they will push forward. Angel Shirley on her night can begin as well. Nangar Larry, as mentioned in our little preview, I thought he was incredibly unlucky last week. He was just about to get into a perfect spot, but he got spat off the track. He'll appreciate getting into the red. He's won 3 from 3 from box one. He maps incredibly well here with Furness in box two, looking to use the track. He'll just have to breathe in if Quantifiable pings like she can. The rails will be there. He just has to take it. So for me, whoever stuck up the 750 opening price, they'll be breathing in the big ones too if he gets the rails run heading out of that first turn.
Like another Will in the Doncaster Prelude the
Ridiculous other day. Price, 750. I'm dirty on myself. I wasn't refreshing the button.
You got to get those overs, mate. Correct. Let's go to semi-final race four.
Yeah, for me, this was the heat that lacks the most speed. You got Kangaroo Jack here in box two. He can begin on his night. McKenna and Tor Commander also have speed. We all saw what McKenna did last week. She'll appreciate this heat lacking speed. There's just nothing inside her that can really hold her out. Go Bears in box three. He just, as mentioned last week, he's normally a faultless beginner, but for whatever reason, the last 3 weeks, he's sort of just been half a step slow. Mm-hmm. In these big races, you can't get away with that, Rich. No. Only slight concern for me is Tor Commander in box seven. He is a pretty consistent beginner. He won't look to cut and run, but he'll definitely pressure her from the outset. And I think that's probably the reason why she's drifted. And I think we could potentially get even money come race time. So I'm sticking with her. I just thought that win last week was breathtaking. If she gets through this race, first or second, she'll be hard enough to beat in the final if she draws well and maps well.
Great work, mate. Great insight there on the Golden Easter. We're going to move to the Association Cup, 720-metre staying event. A couple of the superstars of the sport, Palawa King, Val Policella. They go around in different heats.
Yep.
We can start with heat one.
Yeah, well, much like you, Rich, I love my staying races. Doesn't matter if it's a thoroughbred or a canine. Plenty of speed expected here with many of these having their first crack at the 700. Bella Una, we watched her win the Dubbo Country Classic about a fortnight ago. She's having her first run at 700, as is Skinny Juan. They both should push forward here. Looking for something to park just off the speed and be able to do it at both ends. After looking at the market, I really can't believe the price they're sticking up here for the number two, Misty Black. Again, $14 and about $3 a place. I'm not sure what they're thinking here. That's a ridiculous price. She runs second to Palawa King just two or three starts ago in a Fanner Bale. So that's great form for this race. I think she'll be able to sit just off the speed in a similar position to what she had in that Fanner Bale. And yeah, Zulu Blast, $1.75. You can keep me out of that. I can't catch that dog. So Misty Black for me. Viewers out there, I reckon I have a spec on her. She's a great price.
Yeah. Mad if you don't. All right, let's move to heat two.
That's what I was thinking. another race where many of these runners are having their first 700-metre crack. Glasky Pole has ability, Sublime Ethics, Nangar Rocket and Drill Sergeant. Some of them aren't having their first 700 crack, but they will all push forward here. And I think with all this speed expected, the pride of Queensland, especially in the stain ranks, Val Policella, I can't wait to see her back here. She draws box eight. Oh, I just love to see her flop out. get the rails and just charge over the top of them. I think she's absolutely flying this bitch. She did go down as a short price favourite at Albion Park last start, but had absolutely no luck and somewhat cost herself the race by clipping heels late turning for home. So I think Valpolicella would be really hard to hold out here.
It's got a heat three in the last heat on the night.
Yeah, good speed expected here from boxes one and two, Aston Costello and Bin a long time. Palawa King comes into this series with plenty of expectation after winning the last major staying event, which was the Fanabel at the Meadows. He maps superbly here, in my opinion, and he is fresh. He's had a fortnight between runs. He's had three runs at the 600 metres, so we were talking about it a couple of weeks ago. What can you do to get this dog jumping out of the boxes a bit better? I don't think this has been the plan to get him jumping better, but if he doesn't jump a little bit better on Saturday night, he'll never jump better. I think if he can just be a touch closer here, well, really, it shouldn't really matter. If he just gets an unimpeded run, he'll be way too good for these. He should be hard to beat in the entire series. And, yeah, $1.60 doesn't seem a bad price. You could probably multi the two favourites together in heats one and two, and sorry, two and three, and get a result.
Very good. And what do dogs have to do in those three heats we looked at to be guaranteed a place in the final the week after?
Well, you want to be finishing in the top two because you've secured your place, and then you've got the two fastest thirds. So you don't necessarily want to be running third in heat one and just watching and praying for heats two and three to have a bit of a jam up. So, yep, three top twos and the two fastest seconds.
Yeah, very good. Let's move to your tips last week and also your overall results. Firstly, what happened last week, mate?
Sick. Probably one of my sicker beats, and you might say, oh, why is that? But, yeah, buckle up, Alfie. We got, obviously, Clairvoyant got home in race two, race one, Vintage Class held on. And, yeah, buckle up, Alfie, had the all-ups going. Jumps poorly, as he normally does, speed to the outside, put five on him, and the lure just seemed to slow down for a fraction. He was the only dog that was affected by it, probably brought him back three or four lengths, and then the lure started again, and he bloody went off and won by five lengths. But letter of the law, it's a no race, and the race was abandoned, and two from three, Lakeview Emily went down for us, unfortunately. But that sits us at 12% profit on turnover at SP. And our strike rate at 52%.
Yeah, fantastic, mate. Let's keep that up. Let's move into your tips.
Yeah, two tips at Hobart for me. Stick in there. It's a bit of a happy place for myself. They always say when you're nervous or whatnot, where you got to go to, and that's my happy place. I like to close my eyes and think of the one-turn track at Hobart. So race six, number five, Dealer, extremely talented chaser who has had minimal luck in his past two races. Prior to that, he actually won nine on the bounce. With those two defeats, I think we'll get a much better price here. He'll get back, but Nine Eye Demon in box one, she'll provide really good speed here like she did last week. I think she'll split this field up, which will give him the space he needs to maneuver inside and outside of runners, and he'll be strongest late here. And we'll go to race eight, number two, Winburn Solstice. Talented youngster who's on the rise, won in a dashing 29.33 at Launceston three starts ago and has since had no luck in consecutive starts from wide boxes. Drawn close to the fence here and meets a field of battlers, will only need to lob close enough to win. So neither of them will be a large price. I expect the pair to open up around that $1.60 to probably 6 to 4 mark, and I think we can get about $4 a multi and they should be very hard to hold out.
Love it. And just to finish up, where are we going next week? What have we got to look forward to over the next week or so?
We've got a huge plethora of races on the following Saturday night. Obviously, the Golden Easter Egg final. We've also got the Association Cup final. We've got the new Sensation final for dogs that are whelped on or after the 1st of December. And we've also got the Magic Maiden final for maidens. So it's going to be a big night. Those heats are on Wednesday night, potentially tonight if it drops, if this episode drops. And
it'll be dropping tonight, yep.
It'll be dropping tonight, so you get to watch those. And if anyone's tuned in on the Wednesday night, watch the fluctuations late on those Magic Maidens. Generally, a few trial pervs are out at Wentworth Park with the old stopwatch. And, yeah, normally money speaks all languages in this sport.
Yeah, very good. All right, as you can see, it's all heating up. Stay with us. One of the biggest nights of the greyhound racing world is on next week. And we've got to get through this Saturday night as well. But JC has got you very well prepared. Up the den, and we'll see you next week. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.